It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Belger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no-good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man, Bill. Nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So, just give me a second on Heim Bloom. I don't know. I'm kind of worried about the guy, like, or I... Stylistically, I'm just not into these clones, these Ivy League baseball clones.
I'm not sure the Red Sox have ever had a GM like this guy. And when I say that, I mean that Theo, as much as he was analytics, also had a scouting background. Like, Theo went out and scouted. They made a point of doing that with him.
I still feel like Theo was like a, there was like a person in there.
Right. And so that's like, totally fair.
Like there was a guy in there.
Absolutely. Right. And Cherington, as much as he was afraid to pull the trigger, was a player development guy. He was a farm director. Like, he was in the organization as hands-on kind of guy. This is the first real total analytics guy they've had.
Oh, so...
And that does scare me.
Here are a couple examples. I'm just reading from the Globe. Bloom has made clear that he isn't taking a needs-based look at the team's offseason, meaning, i.e., get a first baseman, get a second baseman, add a starting pitcher. He's not taking a needs-based look so much as he's considering a broad array of possibilities to reshape the roster. Given that approach, he said that the team doesn't have a specific priority list or desired order for its offseason plans. Quote, at this early stage, at areas where there isn't an obvious incumbent, I don't think we're really thinking about this. And then this is in parentheses about the specific players in the organization who would address a hole in mid-November, Bloom said. I would say to look at it in terms of need A, need B, and need C might be a little limiting for us. To zoom out, we know our objective is to prioritize sustainability, prioritize competitiveness, not just this coming year, but also in the long term. To think of things through that lens, rather than trying to arrange an order of needs, is how we're approaching it, and it should open up more options for us. Dude, do you need a closer or not? Like, can you, like, or it's no, it's, well, you know, it's a limiting to think of it in terms of need A, need B, need C. To zoom out, we know our objective is to prioritize sustainability, prioritize competitiveness, not just this coming year, but also long term, to think of things through that lens rather than trying to arrange an order of needs. What? Do you have a first baseman?
Blah, 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 blah. No.
Do you have a first baseman? Do you have a closer? What's your rotation going to look like? Well, we're not really looking at it like that. You know, really, it's limiting to think of in terms of need A, need B, or need C.
Get ready for it.
So he was asked specifically about the bullpen.
This one drove me crazy.
Okay. Bloom said that he's open to having both a defined closer or taking a more versatile approach to the position, and that while he values experience in the late innings, he also doesn't see that as a prerequisite to bullpen roles. Quote, I don't think it's fair to have one set model. I think every club is different. You have to do what you think is going to work best for you, what you think is going to win you the most games. Okay, so do you believe in the closer or not? Like, that's sort of that's as basic as it gets. Do you believe that the closer is overrated and overvalued as a lot of modern analytics do? And do you think you can committee that thing? Or do you think you need a set guy? Like, that is as simple and basic as it gets. Do you believe in one thing or the other?
Now, listen, I'm with you on this one.
And does he or doesn't he?
So my guess is that, and this is part of what concerns me about this guy, everyone else that they've had has either spent time in this organization or understood the market, understood the payroll, all of it. This guy feels like, to me, like he wants to run it like a small market team. Now, let's see how that plays out over the long term, because those answers, that's what a small market GM says to you. Why would I commit to a closer when I have to pay $15 million?
Right, because he is limited.
Right. You know what the answer is? Because you're in Boston and you can. That's why. That's why you pay $15 million for a closer if you can get one.
So I've always said these nerds are right a lot. I'm not telling that they're wrong. So maybe this guy, it has the right approach. But boy, that sure ain't any fun. What do you need? What do you need to improve your club? What do you think wins in Major League Baseball? Can you express, do you even have any of those beliefs?
The closer one's an easy one too, Mike. So, the bullpen by committee thing doesn't work.
So partly he's being careful because he just got here, but I wonder, like you said, they look at it as, and that's why Henry loves these guys. Like, it's stock markets, it's soybeans, it's just looking at a program and, you know, applying analytics to it and then trying to find value here or there. But it's a sport, it's a game. What do you think wins? What do you think wins in the game? The sport, the game. Do you need a closer or not? Do you need power in the middle of your lineup or not? Do you rely on experience or do you think young play? What? Do you believe in anything?
Yeah, see, again, this is part of what bothers me or worries me about the whole GM search with the Red Sox. And I kept saying over and over again, and I recognize that it's a very vague description, but I wanted someone with a long-term vision who had short-term balls, okay, who wasn't afraid to pull the trigger when it was time to sign a big contract or make a big trade because you had the depth of prospects and you had the payroll to do it. And so I don't know if this guy's going to have the balls to do these things. I have no idea because he sounds to me like he's still the GM of the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, look, I'm not telling you he's going to be that going forward. I have no idea what he's going to be going forward. But the bullpen, that's an easy one. The closer by committee thing doesn't work. It doesn't work.
It's also no fun. Like, you know, to think of it in terms of need A, need B, need C might be a little limiting for us. Oh, actually, I think we do, Jimmy. Do we actually have the sound of Heim Bloom giving us one of these things?
At this early stage of areas where there isn't an obvious incumbent, I don't think we're really thinking about the specific players in the organization who would address a hole in mid-November. I would say to look at it in terms of need A, need B, and need C might be a little limiting for us.
Okay, enough. Like, it's also no fun.
I know, get used to it.
This is free agency. You have a really good team that just won a championship recently. You should be knocking at the door. You have some specific needs. Like, can we sit down and talk some ball about what you're going to do with your team and what you need and don't need and what you believe wins and what you... We need a strong running game and a strong, you got to be able to stop the run. And like, can we talk? Can we do that? Because that's what we do. That's sports.
Yeah,
that's why we like it.
Yeah, but where in this sport does that happen? Nowhere.
And it's just...
That's just the sport.
You know, so this is...
It's getting worse by the day.
It is getting worse by the day. And this is really an alarming part of it. They play the game on paper. They play it on paper. This is the whole money ball thing is built on this in a lot of ways, right? It's about, everyone says, well, money ball is about on base. And no. It was about on base that offseason with Oakland because on base was undervalued. It was a good stock to buy at that particular time. Then later on, I remember Theo saying, they were entering the offseason 1 year, and he said, well, defense is really undervalued in this market. So you knew they were going pitching and defense.
Okay, but at least he's talking the sport
to me. Okay, so that's true.
And
okay.
So whether you agree or disagree, they had a philosophy. They attacked the philosophy. We could attack the offseason like that. Okay, we could criticize it or praise it and do what we do in sports. I feel like these nerds are just taking all the fun out of it.
They are taking the fun out of it. They've turned it into a math problem. Again, they're playing the stock market. This is the part of it is, well, whatever's undervalued on the market is what we're going with. Okay, so you need pitching. Yeah, but that's not valued on this market. Well, I guess your pitching staff's going to suck then. So, I mean, really, like, that's sort of where you are. And again, this is a little bit of what worries me with a guy like this from this sort of market. Okay, Tampa Bay is a good story. They haven't won jack. They haven't won anything. They get into the playoffs. They do well in the regular season, particularly in a league where there are some really bad teams now that tank. Okay, so fine. Again, but they've done well down there. I'm not disputing that. With relatively limited resources, they've done well. But inevitably, they go up against the big boys and lose. And it happens over and over again. They get to one World Series when they were a great story. So sooner or later, you got to pay the fiddler.
Right. Well, so they do it that way because they have to do it that way. Right? When you're in Tampa, you can't have a philosophy because what if you can't afford it? Right? So, like, I get it. But if you have the means and you
don't, I'd like to think you break out of that.
You don't have to go bullpen by committee. You don't have to keep all your options open. You can actually afford to do the right thing and do the best thing to make you as competitive as possible. What is that? Does Chaim Bloom have a baseball philosophy?
I don't know.
Did he ever play?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean,
I don't know.
What do you think?
I believe in power in the middle of the lineup, power at the front of the rotation, power at the back end of the bullpen.
Right.
I believe in that.
I mean, like, so I mean, you could ask anyone in the sport of baseball, what wins? What do you like? What don't you like?
Well, you know what his answer would be?
Whatever the market will bear.
Right.
Whatever we can find value. It's like, that's so freaking boring.
I know. You're not playing baseball anymore. You're playing economics.
Can we talk the sport?
I know. It's awful, isn't it? It is. It's awful.
And again, these nerds are pretty good. Maybe he'll have the right answers. There's plenty of nerds who are doing a lot of good things, and they win. And I'm not telling you that he's wrong or he's going to suck. But I find it frustrating that, you know, this is what baseball has become. You can't even sit here and talk about the offseason needs of the team and what you need to do because the GM doesn't really even have a philosophy. He's going to wait to see what the market looks like, and then, you know, try and find value invest or what? I don't know. But whatever it is, we're not talking the sport anymore.
No, he's an economist. That's what they're doing. You don't hire baseball people anymore. You hire economists.
So I got a little frustrated by that. All right. We haven't taken calls here in a little bit. You still want to weigh in on the Bruins? You can. You want to weigh in any of this Red Sox stuff? You can. Mookie Betts, what are they going to do with him? All of that to your calls, I promise, right after these words.
This is Felger and Mass on 98.5.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, to your phones, little Red Sox thought there, leftover Bruins venting. We opened the show venting on that Bruins train wreck last night. So I'll weigh in on that. You can. This is why I was talking to someone the other day, someone who's not even that that young, maybe 30s. I said, boy, the hot stove sure sucks. And they said, what? I said, the hot stove. I'm like, what are you talking about? The hot stove season.
Never heard the term.
I don't know what you mean. Because why would you? The hot stove kids is what we used to call the baseball off season because it would be cooking or it'd be cold and you'd be sitting around the stove talking about rumors and what baseball teams are going to do. But you'd be in the cold weather sitting around the stove, warming yourself, talking about who's going to trade for who and where is going to go. So it's the hot stove season.
That's how you got through the winter.
But now there's no hot stove because nothing happens. Nothing happens. Free agency started a week and a half ago, and there hasn't been one blip on the radar because nothing happens. All these nerds are in front of their computers printing out their programs, and no players are moving, and no one's talking baseball because they're all analyzing the market. The hot stove season is dead. It doesn't exist to the point where if you ask someone under the age of 40 about the hot stove season, they look at you like you're talking about something you put in the microwave. They don't know what you're talking about.
Can you imagine if all of America shopped this way at Christmas time? I mean, the economy would tank. It would be over. That's it. You'd run it into the ground. Because that's exactly what these guys are doing. They're just sitting around waiting till the last minute. They're going to wait till after the holidays because the prices come down. Meanwhile, Christmas sucks.
Okay. Your thoughts, as promised. Greg in New Hampshire. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. I appreciate the baseball talk this early. But I really don't know what you guys really expect him to do. He's got his hands tied. I mean, he probably thought people were going to opt out. He can't. I mean, the right fielder doesn't want to be here. He doesn't have any money to spend. So what do you want him to say? It's almost like he has a small market team right now, even though I know truly the Red Sox are a juggernaut.
So what I'd like, Greg, as a talk show host, and someone,
how about as a fan of the game?
Right, as a fan of the game and a talk show host who's invested here in sports in Boston, I'd like to, when I listen to him talk, at least feel like I'm talking about sports, about ball. That used to be, you know, at least, and I don't feel I can. Because you say, well, you know, what about this, that, or the other? And he says, well, we don't want to be limited to need A, need B, need C. That's limiting for us. So you can't even talk about the team needs. So he doesn't even go there.
See, now this is where I would.
He's explaining the spreadsheet to you.
It's brutal, right? It is. It's brutal. Again, it's all economics. It's all a math formula. And this is where I did prefer Dombrowski. Like, you'd ask him, yep, we need a left fielder. We need this. We need that.
And then he'd be the first one to market. He'd go get the guy. He'd probably overspend. We'd rip him for it back and forth. That's how the world goes around. That's why we do what we do. That's it.
But at least you got to talk about the game.
Sports.
Yeah. This guy is like, no, we'll just go out and find what the greatest market inequity is and then capitalize on that shortage.
It's really what it is.
Oh, my God. It is. Totally.
Ray and Lynn, how'd you enjoy Tuukka Rask last night?
Fellas, I got one thing to say about Tuukka Rask. Tuukka S. Soy Duka. Thank you.
You're welcome. You waited an hour to say that. Oh, boy, that third goal.
I'm telling you, I can't say this enough times. I don't know that I've seen a goal in the NHL quite like it. That is one where, I'm not joking, the puck trickles in on an 8-year-old who's playing goalie for the six.
Correct.
6-year-old.
No.
Trickling in for the first time, and he goes down to stop it, and it goes under him and goes in. And you're like, what? How did he miss that? Like, for it to happen in the NHL like that is mind-boggling.
Again, if you watched the game last night like me, you're a Bruins fan like me or a follower like me, it got to 4-1, and you knew in your gut this was going to be a game, which is preposterous, right? For such a great team, I'm talking about the Bruins, for such a great team that's accomplished so much with so many veteran accomplished players, they get to 4-1 in a nothing November game against a mediocre opponent, and you knew they had a choke in them. You knew it. You knew it was coming. And what does that say about them? What does it say about us? Billy in Rhode Island on the Red Sox. Go, Billy.
Okay, Father. I'm with this situation with can't talk about anything. The thing that you guys do, at least you come out with your opinion, you talk about different things, and you put your balls on the line. And I get after Maz a lot and so forth, but at least you have the courage to do it. These guys all stay under the radar. They know what's going on. And they play yes men with the upper-ups, and then when they start talking in a meeting, they go along with the owners on what they want to do. There's no secret to this stuff. I was in the corporate world. It works the same way.
So is that what's going on with Chaim Bloom? He's not saying anything.
That's what's going on with him.
It's not his call anyway. It's John Henry's. So why am I going to say anything? I wonder if that's part of it.
Well, they brought him in to save money, right?
But, I mean, you make the good point about the bullpen thing. You know, so he's asked about the bullpen, which is so as basic as it gets philosophically. Chaim, what do you believe in? As a baseball guy, do you believe in a set closer, or do you believe you can get away with a committee approach? What do you think is the best way to win?
I don't think it's fair to have one set model. I think every club is different.
Okay, so
you have to do what you think is going to work best for you, what you think is going to win you the most games.
That was his direct quote. I don't think it's fair to have one set model. I think every club is different. Which, when you can afford it, now you're not bound by your payroll or your market size, or you are free to do whatever you want, whether you believe in the – do you believe in the closer or not? Because you have the payroll flexibility even here. You could move money around and reconnoiter your lineup and your payroll to have a closer if you want one. Do you believe in it?
It's an easy one.
It's an easy one.
It is. That's a layup. I mean, to me, is the ideal formula is particularly – you want to tell me the postseason is different, fine. But during the regular season, you get to have a closer. You get to have structure in your bullpen. I believe that.
Okay. A lot of these nerds don't. And some will express it. Some will say, nope, the analytics will show you that the closer position is the most overvalued and overpaid position on the field. And we don't believe in paying for that position because you don't get value there. And that's, you know, some people believe that. He can't even go. He's not even going there.
No, again, he won't. And this is what you're going to get now. Because what he wants to say is, well, if you're asking me baseball-wise, yeah. But I got to factor in the salary, and I don't want to pay that to that guy, so we may end up going committee. Like, that's really what he wants to say. It's all economics now, which sucks.
Sucks. Sean in the car, how'd you enjoy the shootout last night? Sean is not there. His comment line said Bruins and shootouts.
They blow. Can I just say, though, quickly, the last attempt was McAvoy, right?
Yep, hit the post.
Yeah, I'd want McAvoy out there every time. I think McAvoy's good in the shootout.
I want someone who's going to actually shoot. That's all I want.
Okay, so, but every time I've seen McAvoy in the shootout.
He shoots.
And you know what? Early on, you remember when he first got here? He was good at it.
Yes, he shoots.
He should be in it every time.
There are too many Bruins who come in and basically play with themselves all the way to the very doorstep of the goal, and then they have nowhere to go. They're just playing with it. Would you get into the scoring area and shoot the freaking puck? There's something like 1 for 11 or 1 for 12.
Like Hoffman did last night?
Shoot! So this is what I want. I don't care. Again, people were critical of Cassie for putting Wagner out there, who I think did screw around and play with himself and really didn't get a shot. Shoot. All I want is someone who's actually going to shoot and not pleasure himself all the way to the goal line where the goalie's standing there and now you have nowhere to shoot. That drives me nuts. Marchand did it in the 3-on-3 last night. Marchand had a clean breakaway, sent in, played with himself all the way down to the goal line, had a chance to collect his own rebound and shoot and couldn't even get it. He's like, shoot the freaking puck. Pastrnak, who's got an amazing shot, you know, his wrist shot this year, I think he's even gone to the next level. The wrist shot he scored on for the first goal, like he's been scoring on that this year. Watch him in the shootout. He's just playing with himself. Shoot!
See, I would have Pastrnak do what they do. That a lot of guys get too cute. And I'm telling you, I put McAvoy out there every single time. I think he's good at it.
Sean and Marbo on the Sox. Go, Sean.
Hey, guys. So I think what you guys are talking about, it comes down to language. And I think Belichick does a lot of this value hunting, but Hines just not wording it the same way. So the stock analogy is a good one, but you guys aren't looking at the stocks the right way. As far as it's language versus reality. They might need XYZ this year, but if they're planning a 1 or 2 year rebuild, well, let's say we got a first baseman for 1 year. Well, he's not here in a year, so you can't plan around needing a second baseman if you have a first baseman if your first baseman's going to be gone. So, you know, if we need a closer, but we got to cut payroll by $30 million, well, we can't spend $15 million if we're cutting by 30. So. I think that you guys are looking at it, I think, a little bit off.
As usual. I just want
to... So I get what... Listen, Belichick crossed my mind in this conversation, too. I mean, when I was thinking about it earlier, but it's the on-field stuff where Belichick is most flexible. Like you say, the offense. What's the Patriots' offense? It's multiple. We're going to do a variety of things. Whatever zero is what we're going to take. Fine. Effectively, you want to tell me that Chaim Bloom's doing the same thing in the free agent market? Fine. How do you feel about the closer?
Yeah, but
he won't give you an answer.
It's a simple one.
But if you ask Bill will tell you, no, there are premium positions on the field that you got to pay for. Bill knows that. And the other thing is Bill's a football guy. Bill's an actual on-field football guy, right? He's a coach. He's out there. He's instructing on mechanics and all kinds of things and fundamentals and leverage and all these things and blocking. Like, there are certain things that Bill will not compromise on in terms of the facets of the game. What are they with the Red Sox? And look, I'm not telling you, Chaim Bloom might have them. We just don't know what they are. And I'm willing to give them a little bit of latitude to see how this thing goes. But overall in the game, oh boy, does it suck. It sucks. I mean, you sit there and go, well, do you want the good player or not?
So we can continue with this. We have Paul Perillo coming in at 4 o'clock. We'll get to Patriots then. I do want to give you a quick Celtics minute coming up as well. Caller raised an interesting caller, Luke in Vermont, our buddy Luke in Vermont. Murray, so how would Luke have said this? So Luke said yesterday that they had the best young duo in the NBA. Between Tatum and Brown, they had the best two under 25 players in the league. How do you say that?
Maz, it's definitely Tatum and Brown, but you still want to make a case for someone like Porzingis and Luka. Luka, you could say, is the best young player in the NBA, but he doesn't have it with Porzingis anymore.
Love you mean it, Luke.
Perfect. Love you mean it, but that is it. Nailed it. Do the Celtics have the best young duo in the league? We actually looked at it. We actually did a little bit of analysis. So we'll give you what we came up with right after Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Celtics back at it tonight, hosting the Wizards. And the mouthy little peanut, he makes his return, i.e. Isaiah Thomas. Does he play?
Yeah.
He's starting.
Yeah, he's averaging like, I don't know.
So is he started? It walls out for the year, right?
Yeah. I think that's right, yeah.
He started the last handful of games.
He didn't start out as the starter?
No, he did not.
How's he doing?
14.6 assists, something like that. They just flash his numbers up on the screen.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to see him back in the league. He was an easy guy to root for right now.
And everything's cooled between he and Danny Ainge and the Celtics. He's definitely getting a tribute video tonight. There's no question.
Of course he is.
Are we still on that? Did he ever get one?
No.
I don't think he did.
No, because it was...
No?
No, because there was some heat between these two, or mostly from Isaiah Thomas, towards the Celtics and Danny Ainge for, you know, he thought it was just a cold business decision, which it was, but that's the business, so get used to it. But now there's been a thaw there. He showed up to Marcus Smart's charity bowling thing last night.
No, that's good. They should have, like, Kemba present him with the video or something. Then they can invite Dopey, Grumpy, Sleepy, and the rest of the seven dwarfs out there.
So, anyway, yesterday, our buddy Luke in Vermont.
Matt, why don't you admit that Tatum and Brown are the best young duo in the NBA?
I don't know why. That's an inside joke. If you don't know Luke in Vermont, you get it. I'm sorry, but it's funny.
He's got a very distinct speech pattern.
Matt, while you're at it, why can't Hayward and Kemba repurpose Horford's leadership?
Little bit of the Vermont Spicoli thing going on there. But anyway, so he said that we got Tatum and Brown as the best young duo in the NBA. It's defined by under 25. I'm like, really? And then I always confused the Denver roster with the Utah roster. So I said Mitchell and so-and-so in Denver, but that's Utah, blah, blah, blah. So I meant the Denver duo, which is?
Jamal Murray and Jokic.
Not Nikola Mitchell. Jokic. Not Mitchell, but Murray and Jokic.
Correct. You got Murray mixed up with Donovan Mitchell of Utah.
Exactly. So anyway, that's what I said. But we actually tried to quantify it by looking up some lists of the top 25 players under the age of 25.
Correct.
And if you add them together, who ranks combined the highest on the list? So what we're looking for is really the lowest combined number. Like, for example, Maz, you have a list up here of what?
I do. I have the top 25 players under 25 in the league, according to a story that was done on CBS Sports.
And who's number one?
Number one is Giannis.
Okay. Number two?
Jokic.
Okay, so, and so on and so forth.
Correct.
Okay, so what's the highest ranking Celtic?
The highest ranking Celtic is Jason Tatum at number 9.
Tatum is 9.
Correct.
Okay, so you know what? Give me 1 to 8.
Okay, so 1 to 8 are Giannis, Jokic, Karl Anthony Towns, Ben Simmons, Luka Doncic.
Hold on. Simmons, Doncic, yeah.
Donovan Mitchell, Utah, number 6.
Yep.
Devin Booker, 7. And Porzingis, 8.
Okay.
And then comes Tatum. So just to further, you know.
Is that low?
For Tatum?
Yes.
I mean, there are.
Ben Simmons is ahead of Jason Tatum. To me, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
It shouldn't be ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Remember, Tatum had a bad year last year, Mike.
He can shoot.
Okay, he had a bad year last year. He didn't shoot well last year for him. Now, Porzingis has been out for a while. And the only reason I mentioned Porzingis, he was number 8, the guy right before Tatum.
Who'd you rather have, Jason Tatum or Ben Simmons? Who'd you rather have, Maz? Be honest.
Tatum.
Who'd you rather have?
Ooh, it's close.
Oh, Maz.
Simmons is good. Simmons is good.
He can't shoot.
Okay, well, Tatum doesn't do a lot of other things.
You hate guys who can't shoot, and Ben Simmons is like the poster child for I can't shoot.
Yeah, I like size, though.
You like size that can't shoot?
I think he's going to learn to shoot free throws, which is the big thing. As long as he can shoot free throws, he can play at the end of the game.
You'd rather have Ben Simmons than Jason Tatum.
It's close.
I don't believe you. But that's fine.
It's close.
Donovan Mitchell or Jason Tatum?
Right now, Mitchell.
Booker or Tatum?
Booker.
Really?
Booker's good. Booker's good.
Booker's awesome.
How tall is he?
6'5". I'll look it up.
I thought he was 6'6", 6'7".
I'll look
but
it
he's
up.
He's a good wing player. I like Booker.
Okay. He's good.
Booker's I don't think good. That's as outrageous as you think it is.
6'5".
I just didn't realize he had that size. Okay, because yeah, I wanted to call you on the size thing.
I mean, not that this is the be-all and end-all. He's the guy that got 70 in here.
No, I understand. I thought he was a guard. I didn't realize he was that big.
He is. He's a shooting guard. He is.
Porzingis or Jason Tatum?
I mean, if he hits his potential, Porzingis.
So you think Tatum's a good 9, a fair 9?
He's somewhere in that area going into the year, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So, right. And again, by the way, the first team to have 2 guys on the list is Dallas.
Okay, so
Doncic and Porzingis. I think I said Doncic was 5th. Those 2 guys are both in the top 8. So they're the first team with 2 young.
So Doncic and Porzingis, that's 13. Okay. Tatum and Brown, where does Jaylen Brown rank?
Tatum is 9. Jaylen Brown comes in at 17.
So 26.
Correct.
Are they the second, or who's in between them?
No, the only other team ahead of them is Denver. Jamal Murray is listed at 11th. And again, Jokic, you know, 13 combined.
So they're telling you that Denver and Dallas are clearly the better duos.
That's what they're telling you. That's what CBS tells you. Now, do you want to know what I tell you?
Yes, I want to know what you tell me. Okay. Are the Celtics even 3rd, or do you have someone else in there?
No, so first of all, Vinny, our TV producer at NBC Sports Boston, put together a list of 7 duos in the league that are under the age of 25.
And of course, somehow at NBC Sports Boston, Tatum and Brown ended up with the first name on the list. Isn't that a coincidence? You people out there.
And they are Tatum and Brown.
They're not numbered.
Tatum and Brown.
Yeah, but they're ordered.
Philly has Embiid and Simmons. The Nuggets have Jokic and Murray. The Mavs have Doncic and Porzingis, as we just said.
Yeah.
Minnesota has Karl Anthony Towns and Wiggins.
Bleh.
And the Suns have DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker.
Has Ayton done anything yet?
Yeah, he was good last year. He just came back. Or maybe, Jimmy, how many? He hasn't played much.
Yeah, Aaron Baines has been playing out of his mind.
Okay, so, but Ayton had a good year last year. He averaged 16 points, 10 rebounds or something. I mean, he was all rookie, I think.
Okay.
So, and Ayton was the number 1 pick in the draft. If you were to say
I don't care where you were drafted. I want to know what you've done.
Well, I'm just telling you because I know you're
Ben Simmons was the first overall pick, and he can't shoot. So, what does that mean to me?
Well, because there's potential there, right? I know you're not Mr. Hoop, so I just wanted to point out.
No, but I do know whether you can shoot or not.
Well, I wanted to tell you that DeAndre Ayton was the number 1 pick in the draft.
Thank you.
That's all I wanted to tell you.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not sure you would have remembered that, so I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, so was Markelle Fultz. Where is he on the list?
Actually, Fultz is starting to play better. But that's another story for another day. So the thing that I found interesting about this list is the Celtics are the only ones without a center. They all have big guys except for the Celtics. So that's number 1. I still put a premium on that. So if you were to ask me which 2 I like the best, and I'm talking the combination of the 2 players.
Right.
I like Philly and I like Phoenix. I like those 2 better than Boston.
And you don't even do Denver or Dallas.
I don't. So again, Porzingis worries me because at the defensive end, I'm not sure how good he is, and I'm saying the same about Doncic. And I would say the same thing about Denver, that Jokic is a terrific offensive player, but he's got defensive shortcomings. I don't want to say liability. That's too strong. But and I'm not sure how good a defensive player Murray is. But Ayton and Booker, both good. Tatum and Brown, both athletic. I think there's a chance here Tatum could be. And I think Philly's got size with those two guys. It's hard to match.
Ben Simmons, the most overrated guy in the league. I'm sorry. He has got to be the most overrated player in the NBA.
I can't wait for about 2 or 3 years from now when you are eating these words.
Okay. 3 years. Get back to me.
There's a young duo, and I know to Atlanta on your own time, that should be on this list, and that's John Collins and Trae Young.
Yeah.
And Collins, I know, got suspended 25 games or whatever, but he had an awesome season last year.
They are on the list. They're a little farther down, Murray, but they were on there too. I mean, I think you could argue that Trae Young is listed as 14th, and Collins is 18th.
Okay, but is this based on last year's stats? I mean, I know we've only played like 9 or 10
I don't know
games,
how they're based.
This was coming into the year, I think.
Okay. Because he's averaging like 30 points a game right now.
The date of the story is October 11th, so right around the start of the season.
Okay, Celtics have the best young duo in the league. I know what you're going to say out there. I know what NBC Sports Boston's going to do.
They're third.
That's obvious. Oh, I asked Stu. Yeah, our NBA guy. They're third behind.
I would say Denver 1, and I would say Dallas 2.
So you agree with CBS Sportsline, Denver-Dallas.
And Boston 3.
I mean, Denver right now is probably getting the most production. I mean, they're getting a ton of production out of those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're asking me which pair I'd rather have right now.
You'd rather have Ayton and Booker.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, what's Phoenix's record?
Phoenix is playing better this year.
I think they just lost last night, but yeah, they're like 6-4 or something like that.
Yeah, but again,
And what were they last year?
Horrendous. Well, not horrendous. They were better last year, but again, not.
No, but horrendous.
Yeah, they didn't make the playoffs.
But you'd rather have Ayton and Booker.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, I love their compete level. They're real good competitive players.
I take it back. They were horrendous. 19-63.
Thank you. 617-779-0985. Your call's next and a giveaway. I know you like free stuff, so we'll do that as well right after these words.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and
it's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
All right, Patriots stuff coming up with Paul Perillo here at the top of the hour at 4 o'clock. I have a giveaway for you here in a couple minutes. I know you like free stuff. We'll do that. We'll weigh in on just that Celtics item you can. We had some Red Sox and Bruins on the board from that train wreck last night at the Garden. 617-779-0985. Mike's in Hopkinton, though, on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, you guys were talking about the hot stove thing a little while ago, and Maz made the comment of, can you imagine if everybody just sat around their computers and ordered everything at the last minute? What would it do to our economy? Hello, ask Montgomery Ward's what it did to our economy. It's already doing it, and they're going to destroy baseball in the same way.
So
and another thought.
Yeah, go ahead.
Quick thing on the Patriots. They keep going after these new rookie receivers. And it seems to me like they're not paying attention to who their quarterback is, because if he's not going to use them, why not use those draft picks for offensive line people and then go get veteran receivers that he'll actually throw the freaking ball to?
Okay, we'll get to that stuff with Perillo. And the receiver,
it's a good point, though.
The receiver situation. It is, and I think they've said that. They said, why draft this guy if Brady's not going to throw to him? Why should we bother with this if the quarterback's going to ignore him? I think they do that. But back to the baseball thing.
It's not exactly what I said, but anyway. That's
no, but right. Still, it is absurd.
It is. It's ridiculous.
It's the only sport where free agency begins and nothing happens for months and months and months.
And again, and so they wait and wait and wait, and you'd say, well, that's frugal shopping. Well, fine. In the meantime, though, and what I said was, if everybody waited until January to Christmas shop, we wouldn't have Christmas. That's sort of the point. That's what I said, is that, you know, prices are cheaper after the holidays, so you can get all the stuff you want at a fraction of the cost. True. But in the interim, we lose Christmas. And so this is how I feel with baseball. Like, you know, they wait and wait and wait, and they're playing this game of economics now, and oh boy, aren't we smart, which is great. Meanwhile, you know who suffers? We do.
There's no fun in the off season. It's, and the hot stove thing is, I was just talking to someone last week who didn't know what the hot stove was. It's like, what are you talking about? It's like, because it doesn't exist anymore. No one can even conceive of people actually talking about baseball in the off season when there were moves and rumors and all sorts of things, because nothing happens. The sport frustrates me, Maz. I mean, it has for a long time, but it's extended to the off season now.
It should frustrate you.
Every other sport. Free agency begins and guys are on airplanes and there's specials and there's countdown clocks and there's movement and every other sport. Baseball free agency started a week ago Monday. No one knows it. No one knows it. There's GM meetings now where there should be this, you know, swap meet. It should be, this is where nothing is happening. No one's expecting anything to happen, to the point where you ask a GM like Chaim Bloom what the needs are, and he says, well, we like to zoom out and not even think of it in terms of need A, need B, and need C. That's not.
I would say to look at it in terms of need A, need B, and need C might be a little limiting for us.
It's limiting. It's limiting. They won't even talk about needs and what they might want to do. So not only does nothing move, nothing happen, the Ivy Leaguers now don't even really talk about it. Because they don't even think of it in those terms.
No, right. You're speaking a totally different language. They're playing a totally different, I say, game.
I mean,
they're playing a board game.
What the hell? Can we talk the ball? Can we talk some baseball?
I know. Again, they're killing the game on every level. They're killing it on the field. They're killing it off the field. It's painful to watch. There's no action in it. And then the offseason comes in. It's the same thing. Really? Like, you described the free agency in the other sports, and it's like people lining up at the doors for 9 a.m. opening, and here they come pouring through. It's like a Who concert, for crying out loud.
Every other sport tampers their face off. Tampers their face off. They can't wait to get at each other and start plotting and scheming and talking about what's going to happen when the clock strikes 4 o'clock or midnight. They don't even tamper in baseball.
No, they don't.
Could someone talk about this?
No, it's bad. It's bad on all levels. They just make the game, again, it's played on paper. They play the game on paper now. They're playing it with computer readouts and stock markets and, you know, market analysis and all this, and they don't actually play it on the field anymore. It's brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Because this should be a fascinating offseason for the Red Sox. It should.
I mean, it's really important for them, long-term and short.
They could be on the verge of trading their best player. You know, which doesn't happen very often. You could debate whether it ever should happen, but it could be. That's a big trade. That's a big trade with a lot of moving pieces and a lot of things to talk about and discuss, and nothing.
Zero. Zero.
It's insane.
It is. It's ridiculous. Again, it's like all we're going to do now is just wait for the day it actually happens, and then we'll say, okay, what did they get? And we won't even know, because there'll be three nobodies we've ever heard of, and we'll wonder whether Chaim Bloom got it right, and we'll say, I don't know, ask me in 4 years.
Augie and Lemonster, go, Augie.
Hey, how are you?
Good, what do you got?
Well, you guys are talking about the stat geeks. Well, it is a stat, talking about the closer situation. You know, 33 saves out of 63 opportunities. That's like 52%. I mean, you know, there's a stat for you. You guys are talking about.
Yep. That was the Red Sox, second worst in Major League Baseball. I think they had something like the second fewest saves and the third worst save percentage, something like that. The very bottom of the league. Heim, do you believe in a closer or not? Well, I don't think it's fair to really have one set model. It's, you know, that's what he said. I don't think it's fair to have one set model. I think every club is different. Like,
okay, well, with the Red Sox, what do you believe?
Right. Heim, can we talk baseball? You're at the bottom of the league in saves and save percentage. How do you feel about that? Can you get away with that? How do you plan to address it? Do you feel you need to address it? Let's talk baseball. I don't think it's fair to have one set model.
I know. See, that one cracks me up, too, because if you think about it, he says, well, every club is different. Why the hell do I give a rat's ass about every other club? I care about this one. You're the GM of the Red Sox. Do you believe in a closer for this team? Do you believe in it?
All right. Here comes Perlo. After I give you away something for free, which I've promised, here it is. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to WWE Raw coming to the Garden on November 18th. Don't miss Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte Flair. Never mind. Jimmy Stewart dressed up like the Ultimate Warrior holding a sign that says, "Suck it, Maz." That's all coming to the TD Garden on November 18th. Your tickets are available at the Ticketmaster.com box office and the real Garden box office, but the freebies are for caller 10 on the Pride Motor Group contest line.
Jimmy, do you really go dressed up as the Ultimate Warrior?
No.
Oh. I'd have gone as Superfly. That's what I would have done. Superfly, all right. Jimmy Snooker.
Dressed up as the Fiend Bray Wyatt.
Snooker.
Perillo and some Patriots talk with your calls after Murray's 90-second update, no commercial.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline ma.org.